Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Here we are on Christmas Eve once again. The last couple of years, we took time on this day and on Christmas Day to look at the beautiful symmetry between two of the greatest philosophers to ever live, Jesus and Seneca. And maybe that's not a bad way to spend some time on Christmas Eve or over the holidays. It's incredible to think that these two men were born in the same year in similarly distant provinces of the Roman Empire. Few would have expected the impact that both would have on the world. Nor would Seneca or Jesus have imagined how their journeys would mirror each other. Both would be immensely popular in their own time and long after. Both would run afoul of the powerful interests of their time. Both would be forced in their final moments to live their teachings. Jesus on the cross, asking for forgiveness for the people who had wronged him. Seneca, as he comforted his friends and family when Nero's goons came to demand his suicide. Tacitus would note how long ago Seneca had made plans for such an ordeal, writing that even in the height of his wealth and power, he was thinking of his life's close. So too had Jesus. Because despite their brilliance and their blessings, both these men, like us, were mortal. We could spend hours sitting and thinking about the remarkable similarities between Jesus and Seneca, and them and us. As much as life has changed in 2,000 years, as unique and unprecedented as their circumstances were, it's not that different from our lives today. And maybe that's not a bad thing to spend some time on this Christmas today thinking about. Rather than thinking about what presents you're going to get, try to think of what you're going to do with the gifts you were born with. Instead of thinking about what you're going to eat, think about all the people without anything at all. Don't think about your vacation. Think of this present moment because it's all you have. Take a minute to sit with some of the ideas from these great men and what they learned about life and love. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, Jesus said. Nature bore us related to one another. She instilled in us a mutual love and made us compatible. Let us hold everything in common. We stem from a common source. Our fellowship is very similar to an arch of stones, which would fall apart if they did not reciprocally support each other, Seneca said. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, Jesus said. Wherever there is a human being, there is an opportunity for kindness, Seneca said. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil, Jesus said. So whether you're a Christian or a Stoic, today is a good day to remember that these ideas are not just something to believe, they are something to do. You have to put the words, whether they are Seneca's or Jesus's, to work. You have to live them. Not just with your crazy family, not just on Christmas, but every day of your life. Happy holidays from Daily Stoic. Hey everyone, I just wanted to invite you to do the 21-day New Year, New You Daily Stoic Challenge that we're starting. We know, as Epictetus said, that the real delight comes from focusing on our own improvement day to day, on doing the work, on doing the training we know to be the person we want to be. Well, you can do that with our new Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge. It's starting very soon, so check it out, dailystoic.com/challenge. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Okay, so if you had a time machine, how far in time would you need to go back to be a dominant basketball player of that era?
I need to go to when Bob Cousy was playing.
Back
I
would, in the plumber
27
days?
27-year-old Shea would give Bob Cousy the f***ing business. He's not guarding me.
Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano, and we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shay and I are combing through all of the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling ones, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Six Trophies ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.